Wednesday, April 26, 2017.
Listen together now, let's gather round.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Satirically Challenged Show.
Ah, yes.
Yes, we're here.
Like
yes.
Short
finally.
Love it.
Finally.
Yeah.
Jeez. It took us long enough, right, guys?
You know,
I mean,
yeah.
Really? Finally, it really does sound good. I was nervous about actually how it sounded, but holy crap, it actually sounds really good. Yeah, so what you just heard is our new intro, and the Dateline will change. The Dateline will change with every episode that you hear.
That's expected. So.
That's expected.
But they don't know that.
I think that we should be.
I think they have an idea.
Why don't we jump on to the? Don't you have something that you were interested in Red Hood?
Yes. Yale. We start this evening tonight. With a. Interesting thing. Over the weekend, or over last weekend, Yale had a fantastic showdown. What was that? Well, they had a very interesting meeting. The meeting was about Trump and his mental health. People have been speculating, and the fact is that, you know, Stanford, you know,
I thought it was Yale. Stanford.
Yeah. No, Stanford has
two different Ivy League schools. Two different Ivy League universities.
Stanford has the.
Thought it was Yale yet again.
No, it is Yale, but Stanford has. Stanford has the. Why I'm bringing up Stanford is for a very specific reason. Stanford had the Stanford Prison Experiment. Yale has the Yale Trump Experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that the Yale Trump Experiment includes the fact that he is a fifth grader.
And no, sixth grader. Which tends to make things very difficult at that.
I think the thing about what makes it very difficult is how can we trust him? It's been proven he's at 40%. He's at what? His poll ratings are what? 40-50%. He ain't going to get any farther. But at the same time, you know, Yale psychologists have a rule, which is called the Goldwater Rule. The Goldwater Rule basically states that you cannot diagnose somebody you haven't met, right? And basically, they're all just not obeying that rule. They have literally said, okay, I'm going to literally not have that rule be in place while I actually discuss how Trump is basically going to the dogs over the weekend.
Quite literally,
exactly. You know, over the weekend. And then also how pretty much when this thing was done, it was done in Boston, obviously. at Yale in New Haven. So, but everybody's saying, listen, mate, you have an IQ. The IQ isn't good. We, you know, on this podcast, you guys know we have mental disabilities and all that. But what you may not know is that, you know, we as a whole don't really like our fair president. We actually hate him. And this article happened on the 20th, which is, around six days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought I saw somewhere like
7 days ago.
66% of the people under 30 do not like Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. But also that when you hold a conference like this, you are pretty much saying. Well, does it really matter?
Or does it really make any sense if someone's a president when he could act like a complete and utter
asshole? You know?
Yeah. Forget about acting professionally. When you could cause fights with Canada over milk.
In the newsroom, weren't we saying something like, what's the difference between a Canadian cow and an American cow?
Other than
and we
no
came up
difference?
And we came up with absolutely nothing.
Other than what they're fed is nothing.
Exactly.
It makes no difference where your milk is coming from.
You know, and you're...
Now as you're getting,
you're gonna,
like... Now as you're thinking that it's A-okay for,
Could you imagine how the cow feels?
Or think about it. So you're going to have a lawsuit in Canada over milk.
Right.
Okay, that makes things all good.
And then...
Makes things excellent.
But then the best part, the other best part, is that when in which you go to Canada, the only thing that's separating a cow from a road is a fence.
Very true. Very true.
I can't help but think
a border, pretty much.
Yes, similar to the border wall that they're not trying to build of Mexicans.
Right.
Or tacos.
Right. Yeah.
Or chimichangas. Or pathetic reasons.
I wouldn't
why.
Be surprised if this. Term person, say third grader or child, would be a better president than him.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that might be a stretch, but it may not be.
It is kind of a stretch.
But if he's at the sixth grade grade level, then what do you expect?
But also, the fact is that like I said,
sixth graders can become president.
Yeah.
So sixth graders can technically become president by this retrospect.
Well, by this retrospect, yes. But, you know, the beginning of it is that, really, would you like an orange-haired cat as president or a sixth grader as president? Or the orange-haired cat to pet? Or the orange-haired cat to leap up on the sixth-grader desk demand cat food?
That's a hard one.
It is a hard one because the cat food actually doesn't taste good. Not that I've ever tasted cat food.
Right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, I don't know.
No, no, just don't. Don't, Johnny. Don't. You're better off. But at the same time, so that was dropped, and then another bombshell was dropped, which was the entire transcript of his AP interview. Some highlights include... Some highlights include this page you're trying to look for didn't exist. Try and search in a topic. The other one highlights the fact that Trump's grammar and speech is just below sixth grade level. And that students of other leagues of nations.
That's frightening.
Yes, and other leagues of nations, including Angela Merkel's students, are basically saying, so you like to grab women by the... But, you know... And then they're not saying the final word. The final word being that everyone is literally going, excuse me, why are you even here?
Right.
You know, she got, Ivanka Trump got booed and hissed as if we didn't know that. But also, we think that literally this man will not last 100 days, even though his 100 days is on Friday.
No,
but
sad to say, he's going to last 100 days, sad to say.
Yeah,
sad to say, it just means that.
But
it just only means that he may not last a year.
He's not going to last a year.
Which
because
would
all,
be really nice.
Because all of the judges are basically saying, are you kidding me?
It's like, are you freaking kidding me?
You're going to want to build a border wall.
It's crazy.
Okay. Is this border wall made of edible anamami?
Wait. It's like, wait, you expect to build a border wall and expect Mexico to pay for it?
Right.
What?
Right.
I think that will happen when pigs fly.
No. When pigs fly, we will have to know about it. When pigs fly,
right.
We will actually have to know about it. It's got to happen, you know.
Right.
You know, Sally Pigballs has to have. It's going to happen sometime, maybe this time, or when, you know. but all I'm saying is that the entire AP report basically said, I'm this, you're that, and this is how I'm going to run the presidency. Hop, hop. You know.
But here's a novel idea. How about not?
Exactly.
How about now?
But no, how about this? I'm going to give my son-in-law everything I'm supposed to do, and then on the back end, basically empower everybody else by saying, I am going to grab them by the... Even though he's saying...
That doesn't bode well.
Yeah, even though 1 million women are going, sorry, my pussy's not for sale. You know, which they have total right to. Even 7-year-olds are being told to protest, which is impressive because they don't even know what they're protesting, yet they're dressed in little pussy hats.
That's scary.
It's a scary thought. because, you know, it's a scary thought, because when as a 7-year-old asked another person, "Mommy, what are we protesting?"
The presidency, my child.
Yeah, that isn't
the presidency.
Exactly.
What is the presidency? It's where all the rules are made. Oh, Mommy, am I going to be home in time for tea, or am I going to go to prison?
I don't have an answer for that. You know, kind of thing. It's exhilarating.
That's a situation right there. That's like going, what? Kids shouldn't have to. Kids are becoming. It's a sad situation when there's people out there having their kids protest. When they have no idea, some of the kids have no idea what's going on, either.
And but they have no idea. Yet, their parents are on full blast, and with good reason. I mean, hell.
Mm-hmm.
If any one of us who are on this podcast became parents, we would be doing the same thing. But
yeah. But a child would not know.
A child would not know. However, the sadder thing is, yeah, the child would not know. But also, the child would be well aware of many, 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 many people.
Yeah.
You know.
Nah, I don't know if that's good, bad, or otherwise.
I don't think. I don't think it's good, bad, or otherwise. But. You know, when a president is literally, you know, tweeting his feelings on Twitter and...
At 4 a.m.
What in... What in the world are you
thinking, doing?
Exactly. Thinking, doing, that isn't.
You're showing a child, you're showing people how immature you're being, matter of fact.
How far you can go, but also how far you can't go, because judges actually know the laws.
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. And he says he's above the law. I'm sorry, no president is above the law.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You're absolutely right.
No president is above the law.
The law.
In any case, the laws were written and done by dead people. Very important dead people, but dead people are the same. And taking that into effect, Yale is completely in their right mind. I mean, we have to come together, but we know Middle America is not going to come together. Middle America is going to go, we want our coal back. We want this back. We want that back. We want to return to 50 or 60 years ago. Sorry, but that's not going to happen.
It's very difficult.
It's not going to happen. How do you expect? How do you expect that to happen when places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, all of them don't have coal miners anymore? Coal miners are replaced by artists. And if you cut the NEA, you're going to have Middle America, who survives on a budget, screaming at you.
And also PBS. And PBS.
Yeah. Well, PBS, anything. Because but it takes... I mean, I hate
they
to go on
that.
Yeah. I hate to go on my my soapbox, but in the wake of all of this, you can't announce the biggest tax cut in history because the tax code hasn't been revived for 30 years.
Right. You're right.
Good luck with that one.
That you're causing yourself more problems.
Right.
Good luck with that one, because I don't see that happening.
And in 2 days, you know, they're threatening the government shutdown. And Trump is like, I want my wall.
I want my wall. I'll get it by any means necessary.
Even if I had to take javelin lessons and throw Mexicans across the Mexicans across the border.
That's sad.
You know.
That's racist.
But it's
that's
exactly
terrible.
What he would say.
Damn.
True.
But it's exactly what he would say. You know.
It is true, but it doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right,
but it's exactly what he would say. It's exactly like, you know, I'll take pole vaulting, you know, and I'll take sports into the next level, even though our people, you know, the Olympians who've done it way farther and better than Donald Trump, he'll do the same thing, except on the other end there won't be a crash mat. You know.
You know what, sadly, I was thinking?
It would just be a big...
Yeah.
Exactly.
You are worth a lot better, though.
Big box.
A catapult would work a lot better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been saying that. Like,
true.
Go back to the Middle Ages, like...
Oh, yeah, no. But then some judge on 60 Minutes that was being interviewed...
So bad.
The sum of it was that some judge said he wanted to go back to the guillotine and hanging people. And that's where I draw the line, personally.
I think it's about time that we have to move.
And
let's move on before we get into further trouble.
Exactly. leave the javelin throwing to the pros. Let's move on. So, now.
Yes.
So now.
On with the show.
On with the other subject. In the UK, what's happening, Pinkwood?
The UK is seeming to fail with their healthcare reform for their PIP benefits, which
stands
it deals with their medical, like how here in the United States, we have Medicare, Medicaid.
Right.
PIP is like their benefits for like healthcare.
Right.
Which means, and going on to like hospitals, medications, being able to see doctors. it deals with their benefits for healthcare, meaning if they're not giving money to those who need it for mental health, and they're trying to prevent, they're trying to they're trying to disassociate themselves with the mental health. They want to be involved in mental health industry, at least from what they're trying to prevent the critical they're trying to leave out access to people who actually need it, like an allowance for independent living. It's their scheme. And
right.
New
exactly.
Personal independence payment. And also
right.
Leaving out, and they're right. Trying to leave out mental health care. So, which means that if those that need medications, they would not be able to get.
Right, or they'll be the medications
and
will
it's
be.
Or they'll be the medications will be. They won't have the necessary. They won't have what the proper. They won't be able to gain the access for their conditions that they have. And because of having mental health issues, suffering from anxiety and depression, if someone said denied access, at least to me, it would not be a good, pleasant situation. Especially when knowing that if someone cut Medicare or Medicaid, those here in the United States would be ultimately affected.
Well, you're talking about 50 million people.
Which is huge. And cutting the necessary coverage will leave more people not getting help, getting into not being able to live productive lives, not even being able to get out of the system that they're in, but quite frankly, just leave them where, make them just remain in the funk that they're in.
Right. But
and being in a funk does not exactly help
anyone.
What it does is just hinder and hurt. It does more harm than good, quite frankly.
But that's exactly what happens to prisoners. You know, when they get treated, when they become too irascible for their own good, they get sent to like something like Bellevue or different mental facilities in the UK. And it's humanely.
This is why the healthcare is preventative. This
right.
is why people need the proper healthcare and proper coverage to prevent that.
Exactly.
From happening. And
exactly.
If you're going to not help them, then they should be getting additional funds to make sure that they can get the health care in some other fashion. If you're not going to help them directly with health care costs, contribute something in other ways so then they can make the costs, give them other access to it.
Well,
figure
yeah.
a way around it because guess what? You're just only hurting. Because it's. Or people could just vote them out of office. Either way is doable, is a quite reasonable way of going about it. So, yeah.
Right. And I think that the more interesting thing about it is that how many how many you know, people how many people, you know, both in the UK and both in Australia, any of the Commonwealth countries that they own, have mental disabilities. And not only is it for the UK, it's literally literally, you're cutting millions of Britons and millions of Americans. You know what I mean?
That doesn't make it right.
It
only will
make
things worse.
Exactly.
Like it or not, it's going to hinder them.
Right. And
if more needs to be done. In such a way. Won't do them any good either.
Right. Exactly. And taking that into taking that into the case is a really
consideration.
Important. Yeah, it's a really important consideration.
Yeah, I know. And with the sense that now and here in the United States, people are so concerned about Ann Coulter and her trolling Democrats and becoming the more anti-war troll, which and trying to troll the Democrats when she's only been known for going on to one roast and trying to promote her book during the roast.
Yeah, and then on top
and now
of
apparently
that,
breaking news, she had to cancel her one gig, her Berkeley speech, which is after this, I could only see the backlash does.
Yeah.
If backlash does come with doing. So.
Right. The.
Why not?
I think that. The. I think that she's getting so much wrong. I mean, she's like another Bill O'Reilly. In the fact that she's not. Yeah.
She's known to be a troll. This is what we know her as.
Right. Exactly.
And guess what? You're going to end up getting faced with shit just because of what you're doing. And if you're very conservative, you don't see half of what goes on there and get to see the bigger perspective, too. Tell me, do you have any thoughts? About her, about
I got
situation?
Nothing.
I got stuff, but you know, I'm gonna hang back. I think that actually, no, I'm not gonna hang back.
Go ahead.
I think that she's just as bad as anybody in office right now. Like, you don't go and say, I love President
mm-hmm.
Trump. And it's really, really only people, the only people who really love Trump.
He's that actor. Mm-hmm.
You don't, I mean, I think
very true.
You don't get a lot of things done if you are.
Nope, you don't.
If you're in this arena, I mean, you may get people
mm-hmm.
on your side, but does that really, really, really make sense? You know, get people on your
probably
side?
Probably not.
I mean, it doesn't, you know. Doesn't really make sense. And then
nope, it doesn't. Thanks.
Being
within a situation where you're constantly putting under scrutiny doesn't exactly help. When you know you're wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you know you're wrong and everybody says you're wrong, it's time to now give in. You know, there's nobody
yeah.
who's going to...
And when you're coming...
You know.
There's no one going to be there and going, yeah, you're good, guys. You're doing good. Some will say it, but everyone, like it or not, she trolls. She's known to be a troll. And those who are trolls are not exactly looked at as being good, bad, or otherwise, actually. Trolls are looked
Correct.
At as nuisances.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be a nuisance, guess what? People won't respond to you. People won't be doing certain things. People won't be listening to you. It's just going to be a matter of fact. No, it's fine. They'll do what they're doing, like it or not.
Well, they'll keep on doing what they're doing.
So,
and I mean, they'll keep on doing what they're
care.
Doing.
Either way.
Exactly.
Mm.
And not...
Either way.
Exactly. Not care.
Care.
Exactly.
And
care.
It will only make it 10 times easier for them to just go, you're done, bye, you're good.
Right.
Or not.
And
see you. Bye.
I mean...
Just keep on doing what you're doing because no one cares.
Exactly. You know, no,
and
nobody...
people stop caring, you become irrelevant.
Yeah, you become so irrelevant.
Which is true.
Exactly. You become irrelevant. And everybody watches you become irrelevant. And then where are you? When you're looking
yep.
down at the mountain.
Right before your eye.
You're looking down on the mountain and everybody just goes, didn't we know you like 2.5 years ago? You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Irrelevant. Irrelevance. takes place.
Exactly.
So it makes more sense when people start to look and go, yep, we're not getting involved with this. Forget about it. And she's always been this way. It doesn't matter.
She'll continue to
be. It's like, do we? Right.
She'll continue to be that way.
And that's how it will be. Yeah.
I mean, that's how it will be until it changes. Which I think you don't. I think there's like several things. Oh, and this just in: Eric Frayne has just received a death sentence. Fantastic.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that just come in along my, just coming along on my iPad here.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, great.
I think, in all honesty, all of this stuff, whether we're going to some really, 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 really interesting and weird times. You know, on
yes,
the show,
we
attempt to make fun of it. The Yale.
There's certain times where we can't.
There's certain times
the
where.
One,
exactly.
And everyone's getting tired of hearing about.
Exactly. The Yale is right. Everybody is right.
Everyone's
just can't,
so getting tired.
He just can't see it, you know. I can't see it. I can't see, you know.
Me neither.
On Monday's show, we have no idea what's been planned, but we will tell you that.
Well, we have some idea. Just we're
things.
Not really. We're keeping it.
We're not releasing anything yet.
We have things that don't relate to with TNP, and we do not mean to read paper. So that's
exactly.
Yeah.
So on, and now time for the hidden credits. So this show tonight. Well, so tonight's show was produced by AMC Press & Co. We are. Red Hood was played by James Monica. Allison, Pink Hood was played by Allison. Black Hood was unattended. So was Green Hood. But then again, you know, our intern was Virginia Woolf, who's also chomping on a carrot, along with Betty Davis. Betty Davis died and went to heaven or hell. She can't decide and still smoking with cigarettes. The show is produced by Speaking to Blue Microphones, and, well, we're produced by Speaking Into Voices.
Speaking Into Microphones, too.
The other way around.
Speaking to the microphone.
Yeah, and so this is the end of the...
That's a new one.
This is the end of tonight's episode. We will see you on Monday for another round of satire. Hopefully, people will be back from their vacations.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen?
Let's just keep on keeping on at this point in time.
Exactly. Bye. Good night.
Bye.